Okay, so sorry guys, we flipped out for a second, had a little issue with the recording, and we're back. Let's continue on here. We're at the checkout process, Gabe, and I had put in my information in. I went to get shipping rates, and I was curious here, are these all the same shipping rates as you had before, or has there been any changes here?
I mean, it's pretty much the same as before.
Cool, okay, so I'm going to go with USPS first, because most people like to go with cheaper option, but there's tons of FedEx and all kind of stuff you could use before. You have rush priority processing, which is also, that was an option from before, correct?
Yeah, it is relevant because we get order, if you want your order out that day and it's like 11 a.m., most likely that's not going to happen because we have all these orders in front of you, but we do put priority onto those orders that push that priority rush processing. So it is relevant.
Yep. I know I've used it. I use it from time to time for sure. Okay, cool. So here we go to payment. All right. Now, why don't you walk us through this? Because here it looks like you can select if you want to use your trade credit, right? Or I see here you have a tab that says we'll be sending in buy list, which means that you can actually purchase a card like based on a future buy list that you're going to be sending in for a credit.
Yeah, absolutely. So we don't require you to have the credit on your account before you place the order, because we know that people have one particular thing that they want at a certain price, and we don't want to require them to wait for their cards to come in order to place an order for that thing, because by that time it might be gone, the price might have changed or what have you. So you can place an order, basically puts those items on hold for you, and then you know, it can't be forever, maybe, you know, a week or two. And then you can send your cards in, get your credit, and then you can go into your account, bring up that order, and apply your credit to that pending order.
Wow, that's also, I think that's the first time I've seen that in the industry. Again, I don't know if the other sites might offer that, but that's big. I know, especially with the major vendors, that's definitely a unique offering.
I think it is, and it definitely puts us, at times it makes us put stuff on hold that, and then people don't send in the payment or what have you, and then the card has been, basically could have been sold to somebody else and never gets sold, but I think the service that we offer, we try to be customer oriented, so if I was looking to trade for something, I don't want to send in a bunch of stuff and then not get the thing I want, so it's... Mm-hmm. And it works for us. And so, yeah, we're definitely not getting rid of that.
So I would just, if I wanted to do that, if I wanted to trade, I would just click that and then I could just click complete order and it would fire through. So otherwise here, account payment options, obviously you have single straight cards. So if I had, let's say I had, you know, $150 here, I could click singles trade credit and then enter the amount, or I see here I can click maximum, which means I can just, with a one click, just I want to pay the entire order with store credit, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we allow you to cover the shipping of things with your credit, whether it's singles trade credit or store-wide credit. So we want it to be able to, you don't have to use any cash in order to make a transaction.
That's great. Okay. Now, if you don't have credit, here's where it gets really interesting. You guys have a bunch of different options here. Obviously, you have credit card, you have PayPal, which were options before, as well as check or money order. But looks like you guys have gotten into the cryptocurrency scene a little bit here. You're accepting Bitcoin and Ethereum.
We'll take your money any way you want to give it to us, basically.
And that's actually quite relevant for people in the Magic community, because there's been a lot of people in the Magic community that have sort of, you know, dabbled in the crypto world and that have, you know, have crypto assets and whatnot. So yeah, if you want to trade some Bitcoin or some Ethereum, you can do that, which is cool.
It's pretty amazing. There's very little risk going on now because you can cash it out. There's services out there that will just let you cash out the money right away. So when we get a payment, we don't speculate. We just immediately just transfer it to our bank account. So we're happy to take those currencies.
Yeah, that's also very unique. I do know that there's a couple other places that offer that, but that's a very, very new kind of offering. So you're definitely on the cutting edge with that, because it's very rare to find merchants that will accept Bitcoin or Ethereum. So that's just another bonus here.
Those are just the two main ones. If someone has some funny business coin we don't know about that they want to pay us, we'll take your money.
Well, there you go. Okay, cool. So if you guys have any of the multitude of, gosh, there's hundreds of coins, just go ahead and ping Gabe and he will gladly accept it. That's cool. All right. So then, once I've got everything logged in there, if I'm going to pay with credit or online payment option, then I just click complete order and bam, good to go. Awesome. And obviously I can't complete this order.
Yeah, so the coolest part of the whole thing is that you can place these pending orders. And then if you change your mind about trading and you do want the stuff, you can go onto your account, pull up that order, and then pay for it in credit card. So you can do that whenever. And also say you put a $100 card you want to buy and you send in $80 in cards, you get $80 in credit, you can then split the payment so you can use all 80 of it and then put $20 on your credit card and check out that way.
Oh, huge. Okay. Cool. Well, I don't want to fire off another phantom order, but that's good to know. So basically what you're saying is I would submit this for trade and then I click up on my account and then I would go to where would I find that if I want to adjust that trade?
It's just under purchase history, and then you'll look at your pending orders, and then you could click on those things. If you have any there, it'll come up with them, and you just click them and complete the payment.
Cool. Pending orders. Okay. Wow. Cool. Actually, now that we're up in there, let's go into the account stuff. When I click on my account, which is up at the top right, there's a little button that says my account. You have a whole bunch of here. Anything interesting here that we should be aware of? Obviously, the pending orders that you just spoke about, which is, you know, if you guys are making a trade and you want to cancel it or trade it, you can do that or adjust it. Anything else here? Like the big one for me, like I said before when we were chatting, is this account balances. I can actually now see how much credit I have available, which was something that we were doing manually in the past.
Yeah, and that's really the big one. And it's kind of industry standard, but we didn't have it. And so now it's huge. People are loving it, using it like crazy. Other than that, it's just the kind of standard stuff.
In my account, when I go to account info, I can adjust all this information, right? So if like my personal information, I can change all this, my addresses, I can do all that, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, this is all pretty standard. But very new for ABU.
Funny enough, yes it is.
Cool. Well, man, This is really epic, man. I mean, like I said, congratulations. Cause once it launched and I saw it, I was like, oh man, they did it. I mean, he really got it. I mean, this is huge.
Well, you know, I really appreciate it. It has been a lot of time coming and it's a lot of work and I'm just so glad that people can use it and they're liking it. The amount of stress in my life has just went. I mean, I still have a ton of stress trying to get all these bugs and everything else and making it work even better and better. And I can't stop thinking, but just the fact that it's up and running, it's been on my mind for 2.5 years, literally 2.5 years from agreeing to start the process to actually going live with it.
Well, I gotta say, you clearly went from something that was getting a little dated to something that is. I mean, you literally have some innovative and cutting edge stuff here. So, I mean, I think you blew it out of the water, man.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, is there anything else you wanna, you know, any other features that we haven't touched on, or anything you want to make sure people are aware of that could, you know, offer some clarification or anything before we kind of check out?
I guess the only thing we're going to be trying to pump up pretty. But it's different from before is all the tabletop games which we're going to offer. We've pretty much been exclusively Magic and then gaming supplies to some degree, even though that it was so hard to use the old site that it didn't even feel like we're really offering them. But the tabletop games is a whole nother avenue that we're really weren't into at all. We didn't even have them for sale. So that we want to be a big online presence for those tabletop games. And of course, we're not going to stop ignoring the Magic stuff. In fact, we just added a ton of sign cards. So that's something new that we've been, I've basically been stockpiling sign cards for the last, I don't know how long, maybe 5 years really, just because the old site has such a hard time dealing with the data. But now there's no restrictions. So you're going to see all sorts of unique items that they really can't find anywhere else. And a bunch of misprints. We got a bunch of off-centered and like ink blotched and just all the weird, crazy misprint stuff that have been. I got like a 5,000 count box full of the stuff that's just been accumulating from random collections and stuff forever. And we're just going to be finally getting around to getting those up over the next couple months here.
Awesome. Awesome, Gabe. Well, cool. So, all right. So now for your magic and tabletop gaming needs and gaming supply needs and shirts and t-shirts, and pretty much anything you need gaming related, you can now easily get it from ABU at their new at the new abugames.com website. So, Gabe, thank you so much, man. This was awesome. And like I said, I can't congratulate you enough. He looks like you did it, man. Looks like you got there.
Thanks.
Where can people reach you if obviously, like you said, you know, little bugs here and there, or people have questions, or there, you know, there's confusion. What's the best way for people to reach out to you or your team?
If you want to, you know, if you have something for me, you can just send it to our general email, the abu@abugames.com. If you just ask a question directed at Gabriel, I monitor that email, or it'll be tagged for me, and I'll respond to you. I work a lot with private collectors, people looking for high-end vintage cards. So if you need any help finding stuff for your collection or any questions about collecting and magic cards in general, I'd be happy to help.
Awesome. Cool. Well, I think that wraps it up, Gabe. You guys can find me at @the_Tark on Twitter. Obviously, I'm with QS. I also work with the folks at the MTG Finance Central Facebook page. This was awesome, Gabe. It's been a long time coming, and thank you so much for taking the time. And I apologize, we had a little bit of a late start, but I can't thank you enough for coming on. And I'm stoked to help push the site, and I've been using it aggressively ever since it's been back up. And you know, your buy list, you guys always have an awesome buy list. So congrats, and thanks again, man.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.